Okay, guys, here we go. This is the teachings of Jesus, and we're going to learn a little bit through this podcast so that you can do a little test for me, just a little one. Right, so to recap, we've been looking at Jesus as a teacher, and that through his words and actions, and especially through his death and resurrection, Jesus showed us God's love. Not a mean God, but a lovely God and a happy God. Alright, so he came to sort of teach us about this beautiful goodness kingdom, if you like, of God. And so some of the messages that Jesus brought us was that people should change their lives to live a life of love, and that God has begun to bring us something of true happiness, and that God's love is the greatest sign that we could ever have, and that God's reign will come, and that people should be happy because we've got the good news. Okay, so that's kind of where we're going. And then moving on from Jesus coming with this incredible mission from God is to teach us in parables, which you've been doing some work on, and stories. And there's three really that I want to go over with you, and this is what I'm going to test you on. Which sounds terrible, but you know, just I want to see if the podcasts are working for you. So besides parables, Jesus had sayings and little sermons. And these are kind of collected thoughts of his, I think. And Jesus explains the meaning of true happiness in the Beatitudes, and gives us sort of insight into who he is, which is what we hang on to today. So the Beatitudes, we're not going to look at them, but they're in Luke chapter 6, verse 20, and it's where Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit," etc., etc. And he was really talking about that those people who struggle, you know, poverty, hunger, sadness, that they will be truly blessed, and that it's okay to be living humbly. And we've got to find a way of working through those persecutions and those sufferings. And he hasn't forgotten us, and we are there for him, with him. So it's a beautiful meaning of true happiness, true humbleness, I guess. We're going to look at a little bit more about that. And then he taught us how to pray by giving us the Our Father, and he says that, you know, when you pray, it can't just be this meaningless babble. It's got to have a sense of something from your heart. What do you really want to say? What do you really need? What do you want to be truly thankful for? And then, of course, we've got the great commandment. So Jesus wasn't saying it's all about rules and laws. It's really about loving God, trusting in God, believing in God, loving your neighbour, so that's serving others and being there for other people, and loving above all else, loving ourselves, being kind to ourselves, recognising our faults and worries and difficulties and odd blobs on our face, but having a sense of love and human dignity for ourselves. Because then if we love ourselves, then we can love others, and then we can love God. Okay, does that kind of make sense? A little bit complicated, eh? So what do I want you to get out of the teachings of Jesus? That God sent Jesus, his son, to bring a mission, to help us to see God through the face of Jesus and with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, so that we can carry on a love of mission and service to other people, our neighbour, and to ourselves. That's it, really, in a nutshell. So, kia ora, girls, and see you back at school for some activities around this and a little quiz. Okay, bye.